The signing of the agreement coincided with an already planned protest by pro-democracy groups to condemn the killing of peaceful protesters in Khartoum last week. After hearing about the new agreement, protesters marched towards the presidential palace where the signing ceremony took place to voice their position to it. Security forces used tear gas to disperse protesters as they approached the presidential palace. Some Sudanese say they were shocked to hear that Hamdok agreed to return to his position as prime minister and continue the partnership with the army. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via a messaging application in Khartoum, artist and a political activist Osman Haider says he categorically rejects the agreement. He describes the deal as illegal, saying it violates the constitutional declaration that established the transitional government after the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir. He says the Sudanese people are fed up with the 3 decades of military rule in the country.
This agreement is regenerating the same dictatorship or the same military council that killed our brothers in the street. We are not going to accept any appeasement. Our demands are very clear. Pull down the bloody military council, and we want to make the complete change in our country, not just changing faces with another faces.
Under the new agreement, Hamdok will lead a civilian government of technocrats during a transitional period until July 2023, followed by a national election. Sudanese political parties have rejected the deal, saying it violates the constitution and that any agreement with the military will not resolve the country's crisis. Khartoum resident Sahar al-Jazuli, a member of Abu Adam's resistance committee, also rejected the new political agreement. Al-Jazuli says she was surprised to hear that Hamdok has betrayed the Sudanese people by agreeing to work with the military leaders. Al-Jazuli says she had a mixed reactions last night, but despite this, she still have high hopes. We no longer trust the politicians, even if they try to justify their actions, she says. This is a game. We will continue to offer our sacrifice, and our objectives, demands, and ambitions will keep on growing day by day, Al-Jazuli says. But Khartoum resident Ammar Adam Said has a different opinion. Speaking via phone, Adam describes the deal as timely and prevents the country from slipping into a chaos. He says Sudan has suffered economic hardships for a long time, adding that he thinks Hamdok is capable of finding a solution to them soon. Adam says he thinks what happened between Hamdok and Al-Burhan is right. We are in a dire need of assistance. We need our economy to be restored, and we need our friends to help us realize these dreams. I am hopeful that our country will get stable soon and be developed, Adam says. The agreement allows the release of all political detainees who were arrested by the military following last month's dissolution of cabinet and suspension of some articles of the constitution. The Sudanese Sovereign Council announced on its official Facebook page last evening that 4 political detainees, including the deputy chairman of the SPLM North, Yasser Arman, were released. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.